We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
38% of people will not eat food if it is...
undercooked.
Open.
Raw.
Homemade.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I thought of the same thing.
There are people who will not eat other people's homemade food because they say they have no idea what conditions it was made under.
Think back to maybe your dinner, like at church after the sermon, then you're going to have like a homecoming or something.
The first thing I thought of was covered dish dinner on church grounds.
Yep. Also, family reunions. I know that I've been sick 3 or 4 times going back home to my family reunion and eating the cold salad that's been sitting out for 4 hours that my Aunt Mabel made.
The funerals. Where people funerals. Fixing all that food for you. Yeah. A lot of times, if someone dies, people bring over food.
Yeah.
Some people won't eat that food.
Don't eat coleslaw after it's been sitting out that long, just to let you know.
I think about that every time I have a party. It's like, what would people think? Like, how am I making it? I want to make it where it's going to be clean and good, and no one worries about it.
We're not eating at your house.
It's you always eat at my house. Get out of here.
Honestly, honey, your food, you never know if it's got tofu or something weird in it.
Okay, so I might put something healthy in it, but I'm always clean about it.
Okay.
You can't trick people like that. We're not coming over if you're going to keep sneaking healthy stuff
honey,
in it.
You pull up a chair to my buffet. Come on.
No. Ooh, that sounded dirty.
Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm going to use that tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Well, let's get back on topic here.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, you eat my food, and you're more picky about my food. Kato eats my food, too. And I'm careful about it. I'm very clean.
Why does that offend you
just
so
agree.
Much? It's like she's offended that we're telling the truth right now, and she doesn't want to be that dirty person that people are looking
well,
down
you
on.
Know, but he's got a point. People worry about how it's made. I want to know that the spoons are clean. No one's licking the spoon to stick it back in the thing and mixing it up again. I don't want that.
Here's what's bad for me, Heidi, is I am a hand washer. I am a neat freak. Mm-hmm. I'm spraying stuff on the counter every time a meat has touched it or something. It's clean. I want people to see the way I prepare food and think I am confident that I am healthy. But what I forget about is 2 days before you came over, I was drinking that milk out of the jug.
Okay.
You know, I was squirting honey straight into my mouth from the honey squirter. And then I'm putting it on in your food now. And I'm like, I'm clean now, but I wasn't 2 days ago.
I didn't think about that. When I do cook, I'm drinking out of my milk container too.
Right.
And I'm sticking spoons in my peanut butter and eating it straight out of the jar.
This just in, the number has risen to 42% of people who won't eat homemade foods.
But we had a church dinner one time and this lady brought meatloaf and she says, and it didn't taste right. Somebody said something about it not tasting right. She goes, well, it was in the oven all night. And they're like, oh, you cooked it all night? She goes, no, I didn't cook it till today. I just prepared it and put it in the... So she had raw meat in her oven all night until she turned it on the next morning.
Ugh.
We're like, okay, we're not going to have that.
Every time I go to a family reunion and they have, like, covered dish or stuff, I always ask Mom, like, Mom, which one did you make? Okay? Mama, just show me which one you made.
What did you bring and what did the Colonel bring?
Exactly.
They're the two things I'm going to eat.
Okay. Yeah, I will eat the Colonel. The Colonel's food.
When I was a little kid, that's what we would do. We would rush down. Our church was set up where the kitchen was on the lower level. So we would all run downstairs, and the little kids, we would try to get in line first. And the old people would be trying to move us back and teach us about waiting and letting elderly go first. And so we would have our eye on that KFC bucket, praying it didn't go away before we got through the line. And if you did, then you were stuck with some old lady's version of fried chicken that wasn't nearly as good as the Colonel's.
Or everybody gets the breast and you end up with a wing or a leg.
I was happy with that. As long as I didn't get Mrs. I don't know, Ida Mae Edna Baugh, whoever she was, and made her own fried chicken that wasn't good.
I will say, I will be adventurous when it comes to desserts, other people's desserts. I will taste those first before I taste, like, you know, casseroles and green beans and stuff like that.
And that's safe as long as you're sticking with the sugar desserts. Yeah. But if you get into any of those mayonnaise-based desserts,
okay, yeah,
then you're gambling again.
The gelatin type stuff?
Yeah, that, like, it's kind of a white mix, or maybe a Jell-O, but it isn't clear anymore, and it's got cranberries and stuff in it.
Congealed salad.
Congealed salad. That's dangerous.
That's nasty.
It's hard to even say.
Mm. Yeah, I know. We used to call it salmonella salad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, be careful, because, wow, you don't know what you're getting when someone else made it.
And Gertie's bringing salmonella salad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.